Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The Department of Justice is now siding with a congressional committee that wants to see former President Donald Trump's tax information. NPR's Carrie Johnson reports on the tug of war between two branches of government.
The House Ways and Means Committee had demanded Trump's tax returns and other materials for what it says was an effort to develop new legislation. The former president resisted the move, arguing Democrats wanted to embarrass him. Now, in a new legal memo, the Justice Department has concluded that House lawmakers have provided good enough reasons to get that material. The DOJ says the Treasury Department must turn over Trump's documents because Congress has a legitimate legislative reason to have them. The decision doesn't mean that Trump's sensitive tax information will become public. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
The Biden administration is threatening to sue Texas. It's challenging Republican Greg Abbott's executive order restricting ground transportation of migrants who might be infected with the coronavirus and directing the Texas Department of Public Safety to stop any vehicle it finds suspicious. From Houston Public Media, Andrew Schneider has more.
In a letter, Attorney General Merrick Garland told Governor Greg Abbott that Abbott's order, quote, would jeopardize the health and safety of non-citizens in federal government custody and that it violates federal law. Immigration attorney Gordon Kwan says the U.S. Supreme Court has struck down an Arizona law similar in scope to Abbott's order.
It invades a person's privacy just to have law enforcement stop them because they think they might be undocumented.
Abbott issued a statement saying it was the Biden administration that was jeopardizing the health and safety of Texans by refusing to secure the U.S.-Mexico border. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
Some of the nation's governors are painting a concerning picture for the White House in their assessment of this year's wildfire season. Democratic Governor Jay Inslee of Washington was part of the group to meet virtually today with President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris.
We've had 1,000 fires. It's burned 4 times more at this time of year than normal. We've had 2.5 times more acreage burned in the last decade than the previous.
More than 60 million people across the Pacific Northwest and southeastern United States were under a heat advisory today. In some places, temperatures were projected to soar to historic highs above 100 degrees. Research has shown that the warming climate is making heat waves, droughts, and floods more frequent and intense. The National Weather Service confirms today several tornadoes touched down in Pennsylvania and Wisconsin yesterday. The storms also caused flooding and downed trees and power lines. They resulted in at least one death, injured several people, and left a trail of damage to homes and businesses. You're listening to NPR News.